drinking alone under the moon. Amidst the flowers, a jug of wine, I pour alone, lacking companionship.
I raise the cup and drink to the bright music, who will with my shadow make up
a company of three.
Uli Po, S plus seven.
Amidst the flowers, a jug of wine.
Amidst the
fluffs, juicer, Winnipeg.
Amidst the
flugelhorns, jukebox, wisdom teeth.
Amidst
the fluids, jumping bean, wisecracks, flunkies, junction, wishbones.
I raise the cup and drink to the bright.
I raise the E.E. Cummings
and drink to the bright.
Mont Saint-Michel.
I raise the
cum laude
and drink to the bright.
Monstrosity.
I raise the
cultured pearl
and drink to the bright.
Monoxide.
I raise
the cult
and drink to the bright.
Monotony.
I came, I saw, I conquered. I commissioned, I segregated, I consolidated.
I collided, I seduced, I conquered.
I collectivized, I secularized, I congregated.
I collapsed, I sectioned, I congealed.
I compared, I semicoloned, I contaminated. Excuse me, here's a perverb. Birds of a feather bite off more than they can chew.
Or not.
This is a story about animals.
Either cry, call, or voice of many animals, a special name is given. To apply these names indiscriminately is always wrong and ludicrous. Thus, we do not speak of the croak of a dog or the bark of a bee. Apes gibber, asses bray. Bears growl.
The dragon,
bees
serpent,
hum,
and swine
drone,
symbolize Satan and his crew.
Blackbirds and thrushes whistle.
The ant
bulls bellow,
symbolizes frugality.
Calves bleat. Cats
ape,
mew and
uncleanliness,
purr.
Malice.
Peep.
Ass, cock's stupidity.
Crow,
which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I smell a rat.
Ooh, there's a fly in the ointment.
Most birds
we must be in a kennel of fish or our goose will be cooked. One never eats an oyster unless there's an R in the month, and I'm not horsing around or shooting the bull or talking turkey. You can't weasel out of me or I'll rat on you.
Now it's time for me to worm my way out of this.
A permutational poem.
A brief permutational poem. Shakespearean, if you're willing to believe me.
Truth left him cold. Wealth made her glad. Work turned you sour. Love kept me free.
Truth
kept me
sour.
Wealth
left him
free.
Work
made her
cold.
Love
turned you
glad.
A less brief
permutational poem.
1. An orchestra conductor wanted to create a soft atmosphere.
He said, avoid all fanfares. The high brass players, please use your mutes. But will this work?
He insisted. You've got to play the kettle drums with your sponge-headed sticks.
2. The little Chinaman walked around Paris with his phrase book. It was a boring, pretentious bundle stuffed with quasi-practical jokes.
He uttered various extravagant slogans, but didn't quite obtain what he was looking for, a quantity of absorbent cotton.
It might be said, given the fortune he was carrying around, that he was lucky when an understanding woman came and helped him.
3. Where should a woman buy things these days? Asked the cunning sheik.
He went and talked to those in charge at the BHV, at the FNAC, at the SOS, without obtaining that which he so urgently needed.
All received him by raising their shoulders. No one took him seriously.
And its algorithmic permutation.
1. An orchestra conductor wanted to create a soft atmosphere.
He uttered various extravagant slogans, but didn't quite obtain what he was looking for, a quantity of absorbent cotton.
All received him by raising their shoulders. No one took him seriously.
2. The little Chinaman walked around Paris with his phrase book. It was a boring, pretentious bundle stuffed with quasi-practical jokes.
He went and talked to those in charge at the BHV, at the FNAC, at the SOS, without obtaining that which he...
He insisted. You've got to play the kettle drums with your sponge-headed sticks.
Three. Where should a woman buy things these days? Asked the cunning sheik.
He said, avoid all fanfares. The high brass players, please use your mutes. But will this
It
work?
Might be said, given the fortune he was carrying around, that he was lucky when an understanding woman came and helped him.
The following concerns the easiest expandable literature, semi-definitional literature.
Listen to me, man.
One.
Power to the people.
Two.
The possession of control or command over authority to the ordinary persons of a community.
Three.
The possession or the elimination or prevention of the flourishing or spread or the domination by reason of location over authority to the usual kind, not exceptional, commonplace, not entitled to social recognition or respect, of a plant and animal population occupying a given area.
Four.
The possession of the removal or getting rid of especially those being incorrect, offensive, or in some other way undesirable, or hindrance or stopping from doing something of the flourishing, or an advertisement, photograph, or the like, covering several columns or a full page or two facing pages, or the towering above by reason of a place outside the studio suitable for filming a particular movie scene, etc., over authority to the usual kind, not exceptional, a trite or uninteresting saying not entitled to growing in patches or clumps of recognition or respect of plant and animal total numbers inhabiting a country, city, or any district or area occupying a given zone of the cerebral cortex having a specific function.
A memory aid, Christmas shopping list, as it were.
You go to a store and you bring back ankles, a brain, calves, new dentition, elbows with new funny bones,
I went
new gums, new hair, new insteps,
and
a new
yearning
jaw,
for beauty.
New knees, new lungs, new muscles, new nipples, new esophagus,
a volume
new
of
palms, new quick, new ribs,
for
new skin, new toes,
generosity,
a new uvula, new veins,
hungry,
a new womb, new x-rays and warts and yaws and retching and fogging.
I go to the store and I bring back androgyny,
quinsy pellagra, obesity and neuralgia.
I go to the store and I bring back androgyny and a bomb.
Hypoglycemia, gout, flat.
I go to the store and I bring back androgyny, a bomb, creams, diffidence, Euclid, and a filing sit, a girder, and a hat.
Here are another two proverbs.
A friend in need
breeds contempt. A rolling stone
catches the worm.
I never liked poetry, so this is the poetry section.
Ulipo's hyperization of
The Maid of the Moor by
Anonymous.
Lay, lay, full, full, lay, lay, day. Meet, meet, the, meet, meet, violet. Tutti.
Tre.
Ad libitum.
Alma mater.
Alter ego.
A
posteriori.
Et humanite.
Bon vivant.
Bon voyage. Que sera, sera.
Cogito ergo sum.
Com il fo.
Cum gras.
Quo vadis.
Enfant terrible.
Ecce homo.
Faux pas.
Exeunt omnes. The nothing which all the method applied to a few top hits from
the Bible.
The my. I. Not. He. Me down in, he, me beside, he, my, he, me
in the,
of,
the,
for his,
and the,
even though
now
I,
now the,
through the,
and,
of the,
over the,
of, I,
of the,
no, for
and
you,
and the,
there,
with me,
a, for,
over,
and a, for
and
every,
and
under,
they,
a,
there,
two,
and
a,
there,
two, a, two, and a, two.
Dumque requievit.
And then he rested.
Lipo.
You ask me, why do I live on this green mountain? I smile. No answer.
And now a few words from Gertrude Stein on the same subject.
Flatland is not romantic.
Flatland is seen from above.
Above what?
Above the flatland.
Is there any human nature in red Indians or Chinamen? There should not
but
be.
But there is.
All right, there is.
But there should not be.
All right, there should
but
not
there
be.
But there is.
In government, there is no government where the
there
land is flat.
Not
and
be.
There is not.
Well, that was something else.
This is a story about cities, cooking terms, and...
Something else.
Sometimes one is well basted. He boils with rage, is baked with heat.
The city, London.
And burns with love
the
or jealousy.
The big city, London.
A softy is
the
half
city of 100 towers.
To falsify a kind
dying
is to cook.
Saying.
The city of brotherly love.
A hurt
Archimedes.
Young person is
the
a sauce.
Wait till I have finished my problem.
The city of dreaming
a rich father has
they
talk out of his money.
I shall hear in
does not
heaven.
Think small beer of himself.
The city of
some
Lord.
People are as Holland cool as cucumbers.
If Mr. Selwyn calls, let him in. If I am alive, I shall be
a
glad to see him. And if I am dead, he will be glad to see me.
A stingy, ill-tempered old man is a crab. And all the moment his chain is a turkey hung with sausages.
And something else.
Where there's a will.
Not as I do.
Ask no questions.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Coda.
No ticky, no lonely. No
tic
tac toe, no
war.
Lovable.
Make
no
locks,
tidal wave,
not
no lavatory.
Li po.
Gently I stir a white feather fan, with open shirt sitting in a green wood. I take off my cap and hang it on a jutting stone. A wind from the pine tree.
A wink from the pinhole
trickles
on my bare heart.
Trickles on my bare heavy artillery. A final proverb.
Oh no.
All's well that.